scripture time, and I'm going to share a couple of scriptures here with you this morning. I just want to read a little bit. Over in the book of 1 Kings in the 9th chapter. And if thou wilt walk before me as David thy father walked, in integrity of heart, I love that phrase, in integrity of heart, and in uprightness, to do according to all that I have commanded thee, and will keep my statutes and my judgments. The Lord was with Jehoshaphat, back in the Old Testament, I'm reading from 2 Chronicles, because he walked in the first ways of his father, David, and sought not unto Balaam. In the New Testament, over in the book of 2 Timothy, the apostle Paul, when he's talking about his dear protege or encourager or helper, whatever you want to call him, talking about Timothy. And he spoke in the first chapter of the 5th verse, when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice. And I am persuaded that in thee also. And one more verse I want to share with you from the Old Testament, the book of Deuteronomy, the 6th chapter, the 7th verse. It reads, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and thou shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. Pretty simple words, don't you think? It is an encouragement unto us. Last Sunday, I was so tickled to have Brother Matt and surprise him. And I'll tell you one thing, keeping a secret in a church is a miracle, boys and girls. I will tell you that. And to see his surprise on his face and just the expression and just the warmth and love that was shared. And old Bob, when we got him out here and had a little fun, we made him the valedictorian as he stood up in front of you and shared those words of wisdom that hopefully you've not forgotten, that the future is ahead. He had to practice that line quite a few times before we got it to share. He wrote it on his hand. Good. Even after writing on his hand, it was a little touch and go whether he's going to get it right or not. And you say, boy, that's just a silly thing. But you know what? The older I get, the more simple things that I hear mean so much more to me. People say, I don't understand the Bible. I don't understand some of the things. And I agree with you 100%. There's a lot of things in this book that I don't understand. But there are certain truths that I do understand. And there are certain truths that I understand and I am thankful for and I can stand upon. Because this is a book simply about forgiveness of sinners. I know many times in churches, you know, people get happy. Here at Mount Calvary, people laugh and they share and they express their emotions. And many times here at Mount Calvary, I will look out on the congregation and sometimes during the service, during the concerts, during the songs we sing, during the prayer time, during the sermon, you will see tears flow. True emotions of what people are going through. I told you last week in thinking about dear Evelyn and that song, Goodbye World, Goodbye, and how she would sit there in that second pew, hit that pew, glory, glory, glory. She starts shouting a little bit and she'd, friends, you have no idea what people are going through or have gone through in their lives. And if they want to come to church and they want to get happy, I encourage you to get happy right along with them. If they want to come in and cry, you just start to shed a tear with them. Because I believe that he allows us to come into his house. His Holy Spirit takes over and allows us to be of one mind, one spirit, and in one accord, then he is able to share that truth that we find in his word to us together. What is the Christian walk? A lot of it is simply learning how to play well with others. So that's pretty simple. It's pretty simple, but many times you'll find it in your life that it's kind of hard to do. It's hard to look over our little idiosyncrasies. Big word, wasn't it? Got a little raise the eyebrows out of Terry over there. You got to look on that one. I can see the Google search happening right now. Any habits that you may have, we all got them. We've all got those things that just irk other people, irk those around us. Sometimes they irk ourselves. How do you play well with others? How are you able to look beyond your own personal needs, desires? How do you get out of this me thing? And how do you start to blend in into God's will? How are you able to encompass in your mind and in your heart this sense of family? And I know every family is so different. I know that every family and people I talk to, you hear stories, and the comments now are, oh, you know, the dysfunctional family that I grew up in, the dysfunctional family that I have, the dysfunctional things that go on. And I move with compassion when I hear those stories. But then at the same time, I am moved to read what the book says about me, a child of God. And what I want to have is that better relationship with him. When you come to church on a Sunday morning, I want you to come in and enjoy music. I want you to come in with laughter, with smiles. I want you to feel like you've just been in the house of the Lord. But when you leave, I want and I pray to God that a burden has been lifted. A sorrow has been lightened a little bit. And hopefully God has used something that is sung, something that is preached, something that is shared with during prayer time to simply allow you to feel a little closer to God when you walk out. I read about a Sunday school teacher. Miss Ruby, are you listening? Good. Except that this Sunday school teacher had the little tykes there about 3 or 4 years old. And the teacher was trying to express about the magnitude of God and how, didn't use those big words like omnipresent and all like that, but God is all powerful. He will live forever. And he talked about the will of God. How important, how nice it is to be in the will of God. How encouraging it is to be in the will of God. Little hand goes up. Said, teacher, I don't quite understand. If God is going to live forever, why would he need a will? So, Miss Ruby, I caution you when you're teaching about the will of God. We're not going to get it all right. Boy, the times that you do get it right, the time that you are in the will of God, and the time that the things going on around you, they just touch your heart. And you know that you're right where you're supposed to be. I had a conversation, and it was a sentence or two mentioned, and I wrote it down. The most simplest things, when you actually start to find the truth of them, can change your life. In the conversation, the statement was made, how easy it is to keep good habits when you're doing the right thing. and how easy it is to fall into bad habits when you're continually making bad choices. That sounds pretty simple, doesn't it? But you'd be amazed about the truth that you find out in life the older you get. I believe that you ought to appreciate what God has done for you every day of your life. I think you ought to, if you have the opportunity, to thank fathers on Father's Day, mothers on Mother's Day. I think you ought to let people that you know and you love, just let them know. Don't wait around. I had an opportunity just recently to change cable TV services. I had to call in. Now, I don't believe in promoting things from the pulpit and all like that, so I'm not going to tell you what cable company I was dealing with, but I am going to direct my TV comments about my call-in to cancel my service and to make a change. An amazing thing happened. Once I got talking and once I could tell them what I want to do and separate and turn this off, I started to realize then what a valuable customer I was. Because this person on the phone was started offering me all kind of things. We can give you premium channels. We can lower your rate. We can give you months off. I'm like, well, why didn't you offer me this before I called telling you I wanted to make a change? So instead of this conversation being encouraging to me, it rather upset me. Because they are trying to encourage and try to get me to extend, and I'm just getting more, we don't get mad. We get a little frustrated because, well, why didn't you just tell me that? And why have you been taking advantage of me for all this time? And why? So it was not a good place, folks. So you pray for that person was the other end of that phone call. But I thought about it. You have people in your life that are important. And they're precious. Tell them. Tell them today. Don't wait around until you don't have an opportunity to. Don't wait around until they're off and things are in the past and all like that. You take that opportunity today. You take that opportunity to share what they have meant to you in your life, and I encourage you to do that today. The saddest words ever spoken at a funeral were the ones that either were forgotten or there was never the time to say to that individual who was here. So, I love Father's Day. I love the encouragement. I love strong fathers, and I'm so glad here at Mount Calvary that I believe that the men are represented well. I believe, and I'm thankful for the encouragement, for the strength that they show, for the difficult times, for the hardships that they have had to endure to raise families, to feed mouths, to simply do the right thing. So today, as we celebrate Father's Day, let them know. And if not, if he's gone on to be with the Lord, be thankful for what he meant to you in your life. And if you don't have that, if you don't have that father situation, and just, it was difficult, and we know that some fathers just never did the right thing. Rely upon the love of your Heavenly Father. Rely upon everything that is written in this book. Rely upon what it says about you, a child of God. Just stand on the promises and know without a shadow of a doubt that He loved you when you were yet unlovable. He forgave you of the sins. He allowed you to line up with Him simply because He loves you. Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, we have come into Your house. We have shared, hopefully, encouraging words because they are words that are from Your Word, God. Now, as we celebrate this glorious day, this beautiful day, as so many fathers are out and just having a wonderful time, and God, we just thank You for it. We thank You for what this Father's Day represents. We thank You for the encouragement and support that they've given us in our lives. And Heavenly Father, be there one who this day is so difficult. This day brings nothing but tears. We ask that You'll encourage that one to simply be thankful for the good things that fathers represent in our lives. Now, Heavenly Father, give us safe traveling mercies as we leave Your building here. Allow us to take with us a little bit of this heaven that we have felt within Your house today. We thank You for the musicians that have helped out. We thank You for the singers and our special guest singer today. We thank You for the encouragement that, God, You allow us to give to one another. We thank You for the nice, harmonious spirit we feel here at Mount Calvary. And God, prepare us for a work to do for You. We ask this in Jesus' precious name. All God's people said amen. If you will stand to your feet, sing with me, The Family of God. I'm so glad I'm